breakdown. It is one of the unpleasant parts of farming. And during the summer, when we're in hay season and we're trying to hurry around and juggle everything else that we have to juggle, I pastor a church, a growing, vibrant church that demands a lot of my time, and I'm thankful for that. But during hay season, every cutting of hay, and we hope to get three every year, we cut and bale somewhere in the neighborhood of about 400 acres per cutting. And that's a lot. that's a lot. And it's typically just two of us that are doing that. Well, last year I was at one of our new leases in the area. It's about 100 acres. And I was cutting and I was making good time. My hay mower will really lay down some hay. And I was making pretty good time. And I made a turn. And when I made a turn, the whole mower, the whole bar of the mower and everything just kind of went brrr and started digging in the ground. It was done. So I had to stop, went back there, and it was a part. It was a simple part. It was a simple pin. But it wasn't a simple pin that you can just go to any tractor supply store and buy. It was a special made pin for a Kuhn hay mower. Why do I say, why is that an important element here? Well, the nearest Kuhn dealership, they sell that stuff at the John Deere dealership, which is right here in town. But that particular part I had to get from a specific Kuhn dealership. The nearest Kuhn dealership is about an hour and a half away. If I was going to finish cutting, I had to have this part. So I took off driving. I got there right before they closed, and this one little pin was like $125. It blew my mind. But that's the nature of it. So what do? We brought it back. We put it back in there, put everything back together, and went back to cutting hay and finished the job. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16, it talks about a righteous man that will fall seven times and get right back up. So what am I talking about? Listen, it's called life. And you're going to fall on your face. There's going to be breakdowns in the spiritual world for you. It's going to happen. The question is, what are you going to do after you fall down? Are you going to stay down? Are you going to let that fall define who you are? Or are you going to get back up? And the next time you fall, are you going to stay down? Are you going to let that fall define who you are? Or are you going to get back up? You're going to ask God to fix the broken parts and get back in the field. Can I encourage you today? God never gives up on you. And He would encourage, I believe His encouragement to us today would be, you are not finished until you cross the finish line. And that day will be when you stand before Jesus. Hope that encourages you today. Listen, if you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, would you visit lifeword.org/follow? The link's at the bottom of this video. Now, we would love to help you find out more about what it means to go all in following Jesus. Hey, I am so glad you chose to join me today on the tailgate. I'm going to save you a seat right here until next week when I join you again. And until then, I love you. Have a great week. I'll see you next week on the tailgate.